Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. The Prime Minister has acknowledged the RBA's new rent report, which outlines properties will be expensive and hard to get for years to come. The biggest handbrake is slow construction, something Anthony Albanese says they're working on.
There's no easy fix here that we deal with the housing stress, which is a national phenomenon. That's why we're working with all state and territory governments and the private sector.
Four people from Brisbane, Adelaide and Melbourne have been charged over a money laundering scheme. It is alleged they pocketed $1.7 million during 15 sophisticated cyber incidents since 2020. A senior Medibank executive is retiring in the wake of their cyber hack, while Rio Tinto staff may have had their data stolen. The mining company believes criminals accessed payroll information through a third-party app workers use. Staff at Oxfam Australia will be offered a shorter working week at the same pay. If the six-month trial is successful, they will become the first Aussie company to formalise such an agreement. And blue ticks will be removed from Twitter profiles from April 1 if users haven't signed up as a paid subscriber.